sustainable development, institutional strengthening, poverty alleviation throughout the region that we have the honor of representing.
Hugh Riley, Secretary General of the Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO. Riley was in Washington this week to sign an agreement increasing technical cooperation between the Organization of American States, the CTO, and the government of Barbados.
We have clearly a larger menu of objectives and projects than could reasonably fit into one particular agreement. So we say with some certainty that this is in fact the continuation of a program that really has no particular end in sight at this point. There's a great deal more to be achieved.
OAS Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza says the agreement is important because it comes at a time when tourism is said to be on the rebound and because it is a major industry in the region.
It's a significant contributor to employment, a major earner of foreign exchange, an important vehicle for Caribbean development. We've all been saddened by the recent events in Haiti, but we know that that country, for example, a country of the Caribbean, has a possibility of building a much stronger tourism industry, and maybe that will be one of the tools by which they can come out of their present situation.
Insulza also revealed the OAS will double the yearly contribution to the CTO.
I should announce that we will increase our contribution to CTO, as we promised that day, to double it from $50,000 to $100,000. And just to be truthful, that's not the whole promise. It's to go to 150 next year, but next year we will be seeing.
Or even beyond.
The Caribbean Tourism Organization has its headquarters in Barbados. Ambassador John Beale, OAS permanent representative of Barbados, represented his government in the signing ceremony. Also witnessing the process was the chair of the OAS Permanent Council, Ambassador Jose Castillo of Costa Rica, and the OAS permanent representatives of Grenada, Jamaica, and St. Lucia.